Mike and Amy.
I was really into that until that.
Till your voice?
Yeah, we need to
edit
that.
Okay, we'll redo it. We'll just redo you saying that. How about?
Okay.
I think that's what it is. I think you just don't like your voice.
Why can't it be your voice?
It could be my voice. I just think people like yours better, but who knows?
We are back, baby!
Episode 25 of The Shortlist. We took 6 months off.
Yeah, our last episode was August 26th. Is that what you said?
Or 30th, or somewhere in there.
Wowzers.
Late August. It was after your birthday. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
It's been a while. It's 2020. Coronavirus is kicking our butts.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally our butts, but like the world.
It's definitely here and making its presence known.
It's amazing how much people are talking about it to me.
I find it interesting for many reasons, but one, just because it's like they want to compare it to the flu, which if by numbers, if I'm not miseducated here, but the flu is more deadly.
Yes, by far, every year.
But I think what's freaking them out about the coronavirus is that it's novel. They've never seen it before. They don't have any sort of treatment for it, and just the rate at which it's growing. So today I saw this graph, really great. Don't know how to cite my sources. Couldn't tell you where I saw it. But basically you look at it and it's like everything's plateau and even killed. Like if you compared the swine flu and they had SARS and whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden coronavirus is just like straight up.
Whoa, yeah.
It's pretty crazy. So you can't get hand sanitizer anywhere.
Yep.
Even today, I went to get some ibuprofen at a local CVS, and it's like an apocalypse. It's really
anything
weird.
Related to cold, you said they were just out.
Yeah, they had, this is me, the cheapo here in the room. It's like, I'll buy the store brand because it's the same thing. They had, you know, Aleve and Tylenol, but I'm not paying $14 for a thing that would cost me $5 for the store brand. So
that's funny.
But yeah, pretty crazy.
Oh, man.
Do you think you're washing your hands more?
I definitely am. Well, I'm washing them, I'd say, maybe 10% more, but I'm washing them 100% longer.
10% more in frequency.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm scrubbing. There was a funny meme floating around that said it was in Texas. It's from the CDC in Texas. And it said, wash your hands like you just cut jalapenos for salsa and you need to get your contact out.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
So
I saw something. I think it was Kirsten Bell post. Is that her name?
Kristen.
Why did I say Kirsten?
That's
okay. Well,
thing.
I caught myself. But she posted this black light imaging of hands.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, it's like that's fire. It's everywhere.
Yeah. So, but it's true.
From her, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I always tend to wash my hands, but for sure, my hands have been so dry today because I'm washing them so much.
I heard some stat forever ago. I can't remember where I might have even talked about it before on our show, but the friction, like as long as you create friction between your hands, it's just as effective as soap, but I don't know if that's true.
I would say a big fat
negator. I think I'm a skeptic of myself today.
Yeah, I definitely, soap is important. And what, you know, you laugh at me, but I read somewhere that the most effective thing you can do is that as soon as you are home, you wash your hands.
Yeah.
So like today I got home from work and I had to go to the bathroom and I needed to get Tylenol. Like I have a little bit of a headache. No, I don't have the coronavirus. And
also you cannot get coronavirus from listening to this podcast.
Oh, thank goodness.
I said it here first. You can't get coronavirus from our podcast.
If you have it, it's just some weird correlation.
I'm naming this episode that, by the way.
Correlation does not mean causation. Okay.
Anyway, so get home, wash your hands.
Yeah, so anyway, I just, you know, despite how bad my headache was and I need to go to the bathroom, I'm like, nope, hands first and then hands again, basically. So
then I guess one of the more, if you're doing that consistently, I'd assume that's to stop bringing in germs from outside. So you're
contaminating. I mean, when you really stop to think about the disgusting things you're touching all the time, your phone is the worst.
Right.
They say it's dirtier than like a bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
For sure.
So, yeah, when you just think about, even in my car, I was driving home and it's like, you know, we were in the car this weekend coming from Rhode Island. We have all this stuff. We were in a house with probably germs. It's like the dog who's been rolling around and things. It's just everywhere. Yeah. So, Yeah.
Well, I guess when you think about a phone, we have gotten into it on Corona.
Well, it's happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. It's like got stuff from your ears, from your face, from your fingers, from your clothes, from your pockets.
Did you hear me drinking my latte?
I did not.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing attention Sorry. To it, though. Yeah, so it's, I mean, we at work, we a couple of people have brought in these phone sanitizers, these UV phone sanitizers. I know. One of them is about the size of like a clutch. It's you could fit just like a big phone in it.
But, okay.
Theo, one of our younger crew, because he's just the youngest in the office, but he brought this massive thing. Like you could put a whole keyboard in it. But I'm also skeptical of that because you see these things where.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it does a UV disinfection. So it doesn't, you know, it's like, it doesn't actually wipe the surface. There's still particulate matter on your phone. But I get nervous about people stealing the information on my phone.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's you don't like, know.
There's so many reasons to be scared about things and you just gotta.
We are all afraid. Let's hug each other.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, yes, the coronavirus is here. That's for sure. But, you know, there's been a lot that's happened since August 26th.
Well, let's talk about more fun stuff.
No, I think it's important.
It's very important. But we're also, you know, the thing to keep in perspective is that the deaths from corona are in the U.S. anyway, are almost exclusively above 50 years old and older.
Those people matter.
No, they do. It's just keeping it in perspective of like you're not trying to keep yourself from feeling sick, you're trying to keep other people, the vulnerable populations, from catching this novel virus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah, so to be honest, guys, we, you know, Jake, I'll be honest, Jake was oftentimes, probably once a week.
Oh, I'd Let's say do no. our,
once no, a, once a month. Maybe. I definitely think recently it's been more, but That's needless true. To say, it was like, you know, hey, we should do a podcast today. And, you know, I think when we did our last episode in August, what did you say, Jake? We had 24 episodes or something.
Yeah.
For me, I just personally started to feel like we were doing it just to do it versus having fun or talking about, like, really wanting to talk about things. And so the hiatus was needed slash. Yeah, I would say it was more me.
I hear that. I mean, and to me, things got really dark. I mean, like, actually dark as around that time.
Well, not in
daylight. Like, daylight just went down. And to me,
fall, yeah.
Yeah. Here in the Northeast, like, I mean, I guess it's kind of the same anywhere, but the sun wasn't getting up until 7:30 or 8, and it was going down by 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it really affected me this year. I mean,
yeah, you had a hard time.
Had a real hard time. I think on top of, you know, being away from mm-hmm. the West, being away from family, though I'm near family here, I definitely had a rougher winter from a mental health standpoint. And that contributed for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think it's just, yeah, I mean, number one, I just wasn't really feeling like sitting on a Sunday after long weeks, blah, blah, blah. For sure, the winter months in Maine are cold and dark, and that affects all of us, I think. And then I just felt like, I don't know, I just felt busier as well, like with different things. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the things, the highlights of that, of the long, long winter in the dark, dark woods.
Well, for me, I'm saying for me just because I can speak for myself. I definitely, you know, gosh, there's like multiple things popping in my head. Squirrel. We started going to church a lot more.
Yep. Stroudwater Christian Church here.
And doing
we tried a few others, but
yep. Doing a small group too. So that to me was really important and took precedence, I think. And I was volunteering at the food pantry, which was very near and dear to my heart. And I'll continue doing that as well. So I'm excited about that. But that we went to a friend's wedding in California, Mike and Katie.
Golly.
They got hitched. It was so
that,
fun.
So we had an episode about one of the best weddings we've ever been to, which it was a really good wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Katie's, I think, I might say last year topped it from a like, you know, we nicked off all the boxes of we met cool people. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was
time.
A fun time. It was a quick trip, too, because we flew, I mean, from Portland here all the way to San Diego, and we were there, what, 3 nights? Like, it was very short.
Yeah.
You got the worst sunburn I've ever seen.
That was not even the worst for me.
Oh my God. I just have to set this up. Jake was going golfing with Mike, the groom, and some of the groomsmen and friends. And Jake has very pale skin compared to me. And I said to him before he left, just buy a hat, like at the you know, golf pro store or whatever. Just get a hat. He's like, okay, yeah, I will. And he didn't, and came home and...
They're so expensive.
All night at the rehearsal dinner, you were getting more questions about your sunburn.
Was I? I kind of forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you were delirious. It's fine.
That's true. All the energy was being radiated
seriously.
Out of me. The thing about pro shops is it's so expensive in there. Like a you know, a Nike
Honey,
hat is $35.
You were complaining about a $24 hat, and we bought you a Target one for $17, and we didn't realize it was for dads.
Said hops for pops.
Yeah,
on it,
we bought one the next day because we were gonna go check out. Where were we going? Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, we're going back in the sun. Sunscreen is gonna do nothing for you. You need it. You need a hat. So we stopped at Target, and he bought a hops for pops hat.
I love that hat now, though. I love it.
Oh shoot,
it's a good hat.
We have a lot of babies in our future, not one of ours. Just to preface that,
mm-hmm.
We have Sarah and Derek are going to be having a baby, and Kate and Woody.
Yeah,
they're having a baby, so that's very exciting. Ashley gave birth to baby Brooks.
Yeah,
Todd was there too, I guess.
Yeah, we are like the last holdouts.
Yeah, we are, but that's okay.
It is totally okay. But yeah, just very excited for a lot of that. It's kind of, you know, we've moved on from, you know, when you were 20 and there were still friends of yours that was...
Meanwhile, I just look at our...
pointing our dog again. First reference to the dog. It took us a full 12 minutes.
I love her. She's so cute. Okay, continue.
You know, it's babies are actually... really good news now, you know, as opposed to just when you're a kid, like when you're a kid, literally like a teenager, and you know, you hear of one of your friends getting pregnant and it almost feels like bad news. But you know, now that we've spent so much time with
now that we're in our 30s,
well, yeah, but spent time with kids in multiple age groups and gotten to know the special
hey,
moments.
I am way more comfortable changing a diaper than I ever thought I could be.
Yes. We fast forward, spent the weekend down in Rhode Island with the nieces and the nephews, and Amy changed every diaper the whole time.
Well, yeah, but first of all, only one of the three still wears diapers. Number two, she's kind of a girly girl. She wants her auntie.
That's true. That's true.
And I didn't think you would. Next time you tag, you're it.
Well, I'm not excited about it. I still don't love it.
It's funny. That used to really bother me for some reason. Like I was afraid I'd even put the diaper on wrong or something. And now I'm just like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're sealed up around the edges. Yeah. It's going to be fine.
I think that's kind of how parenting goes in general. It's like, whatever. You're fine.
Yep.
That's all anybody can do.
Hopefully they survive.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay. So that's some updates. Things on my end, our good friend Kyle Downs came out and visited for my birthday.
Yes, in October.
We had a good time, showed him around town.
The thing that was fun about Kyle visiting is that he has been on the East Coast quite a bit.
Yeah.
So he's done kind of the touristy things. Instead, he just wanted to like hang with us, and we ate great food all weekend.
Yeah.
We had great drinks all weekend.
We went to the same bar twice.
Yeah. It wasn't like needing to show every single place. It was like, where do we want to go that we enjoy? So.
Yeah. And that's kind of when my parents come to visit now. I think that's kind of the...
We love showing people around who've never been here. So please still come to visit us. But it is nice to, just kind of move at our own leisure. And
right.
Yeah, it was a good visit.
I was trying to think, was there anything else on the other trips within there?
Well, we went to Black Butte.
Oh, yep.
Just in February.
Yep. Or just Oregon. Kinda a little, southern Washington, Vancouver. But
yeah, so we went out to see Kyle as well as our family, Mallory, Tyler, the babies, mom and dad. Of course, Julian was there, Kyle's wife. We love her. We had a great time.
Yep. There.
I just got excited. Okay. I got to see Cruz when we were out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a childhood friend from Green Maine. Literally, I I've known him my whole life. I don't even know the first time I met him. And he just happens to live out in Bend, Oregon now. And that's where Jake is originally from. We got to meet up and have some drinks. It was so fun.
Yeah. I feel bad. I kind of hijacked a lot of that conversation too.
Oh my gosh. No, I was glad you got along so well.
I grilled him about the differences between Bend now and when I grew up. And I definitely spent a lot of that conversation talking about that. So, you know, I kind of.
No, I think he. You don't need to feel bad. We had
so
fun.
Selfish.
What else? I'm trying to think. Trips we did.
Well, that trip was important because we hadn't met Scarlett yet, my daughter's youngest. I thought that was
your daughter's youngest.
My sister's youngest daughter.
Yeah, it's her birthday today.
And it is her birthday.
Happy birthday to Scarlett. Continue.
Happy birthday to Scarlett.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Scarlett.
Happy birthday to Scarlett. Yep, she's so cute. She is a hoot.
She is. She's like, she just yells.
Screams
all the
whole time. But so happy. Not crying, screaming.
Yeah. She's a good
egg. Oh, man, those kids. What else? Anything else? We went on those trips. We both had work trips. I went out to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
You went to Vermont.
I did. I went to my first conference with Energy Circle, to Burlington, which mm-hmm. is a cool, neat little town. Hadn't been there in a really long time. Yeah, that was nice. We had a real lull, I think, contributing to some of the lull of the long, long winter in the dark, dark forest. I know, I touched
Don't
your feet.
Touch my feet.
Was that I just wasn't playing very much music because mm-hmm. wedding season winds down, and that, you know, I've been playing in a lot of weddings. But as soon as, was it March? No, was it February? It was February, technically. I had a gig with a new band, Late Night Selfie.
Whoop, whoop.
That was really fun. We played it.
So fun.
We played at Bolfini's, which is this ruckus Irish bar. Mm-hmm. And they do food. They have food during the day, so it's not just mm-hmm. a bar, but
downtown Portland.
It's one of the places I first fell in love with when I came to Portland for the first time, and I've always wanted to play there. And that was kind of cool to knock off the list.
Yeah, I have the moment that I have to share with everyone. So I went out that night to see Jake, and our friend Alicia was there with me, and she's a trooper. First of all, worked like a 12-hour day at the hospital, still came out and had to work another 12-hour day the following day. But anyway, Jake knew that I wasn't going to necessarily stay till the end. We were dog sitting and I wanted to get home, and it was a late night. And needless to say, we have this band that we all kind of enjoy, Alicia included. Jake, I've turned him on to this, but they're called Old Dominion. They're a country group. And Jake was going to be doing one of their songs. So needless to say, he starts the song. I'm there. The crowds are going crazy. There's a lot of drunk people. And I was kind of like, okay, my time to exit. So I walked down, but I had this moment as I'm walking up Exchange Street, which is it's the corner of Exchange and 4th Street, which is where Bolfini's is. And Jake and group were upstairs. And even walking, you know, the 2 blocks to my car, I could still hear him singing upstairs, which was just such a cool, special moment for me. And I was just really proud of him. And it was just awesome.
Well, the thinking about, you know, that those are kind of the streets that you grew up on too, to hear.
Yeah.
You know, in a different phase of life, you know, hear your husband.
Yeah, I was just proud of you because, I mean, I know you love that bar and it's fun, and we've definitely gallivanted around town and stuff, but it was just, it was awesome. Yeah. It was fun.
And likewise, it was cool to see you in the crowd.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It's very neat.
But yeah, you have a gigs coming up.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the reasons I've really fallen in love with Portland in general, and one of the first reasons I fell in love was the way that people enjoy and participate in live music here. They, you know, in other areas of the country, I'm not just going to say one, but I think people are afraid to get up and dance and get really involved and you know, kind of just have a good time mm-hmm. without feeling judged, and hear people really get into live music. Like the whole time there were people dancing.
For sure.
From the
there were
get-go.
People waiting before you guys even began.
Yeah, like asking us when we were going to start.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
there were some guys from my 6 a.m. basketball
so cute.
Pickup game that
I can't.
Came down. It was so fun. So
I was standing, you know, in music was going. Jake's playing, they're playing, and this man was staring at me kind of from afar. I'm like, he must play basketball with Jake. He came over. Are you Jake's wife? Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Super cute.
None of us talk like that. And his wife is actually from Idaho. So yeah. That was kind of a cool connection.
From Buell.
Buell.
Yeah. So we have this band, Late Night Selfie, has, we have gigs all throughout the summer at Amigos, but we're also playing at Oasis. These are all just, you know,
Portland Lobster Company. Portland you have Lobster one on Company. The calendar.
There's one in a couple weeks in Rockland, Maine. So kind of all over the place, but I get to check off almost all of the venues that I was like, you know, I think I want to see what that's, you know, venues I wanted to play at, basically. Yeah. So checking almost all of them off this summer, and big thanks to Mike Krapovicki and Eric and Dawson from that band for letting me play with them.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's awesome.
Anyway.
They're good guys.
So what else
so,
is up?
So yeah, no, we were just, you know, Jake and I have, obviously, we're here tonight. We're talking, coming back after this long hiatus, and, you know, we for sure want to move in the direction of continuing the podcast, and we definitely have had folks so kindly, probably to be polite, but ask like, hey, are you guys still doing your podcast? But you know, Jake's family, I know, loves listening to us or likes listening to us. I won't go that far. But you know, to check in and kind of see what we're up to, and not that we want to entirely stray away from that sort of format, but I do think I brought this up to Jake just, I think, this weekend, but I always have this idea of hidden truth. Dun, dun, dun.
The hidden truth.
Yeah, behind. I just think it's interesting. Like, every single person has something that they've never told someone, right?
Right.
Or maybe you have something you just don't, maybe you've told someone, but you haven't told, like, a lot of people. Or maybe it's just something about your life that people would be shocked to know. They just don't know because, you know, maybe it was something hard in your life when you were younger, but you've totally persevered past it. And now the person that you are, you don't even talk about it because it's so far gone. But
right.
I just think we all have these stories. That's what makes people human. And I'm really into that idea of inviting guests, you know, friends, acquaintances, like, to that are want to be vulnerable and kind of talk about that. So I don't know, that's just one area I was thinking of, and I don't want to stray entirely from talking about us and the things that we do, but
I think it's great to bring other people on and give them an opportunity to, because first of all, there's only so much that we can talk about ourselves, and that, you know, this podcast shouldn't just be self-serving.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool to bring somebody else in and give them an opportunity to talk about something that maybe just doesn't get brought up every day.
Right. And or for us to ask them the questions that no one ever asks them.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know, for me, there's definitely stuff, I mean, that I think I could talk, not that it's about me, but
no,
I think
should start with us
in relating to other people, like, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to have to be vulnerable in that sense as well. So if you have any interest in doing that, please reach out to us.
Yeah. Oh, I will say, I'm actually not on social media, so don't reach out to me. I'm not on until after Lent. I gave it up for Lent. Holy cow, a bunga.
You can email shortlistpod@gmail.com, though.
That's great. I can check email.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy to be back.
Indeed. Trying to think. Oh, you know, I was going to talk about our, I don't know why I want to talk about our latte machine though. We got that for Christmas.
Thanks, it's Rich and
so
Tony.
Great.
Our brothers got us this. Yeah. I'm sipping on a homemade latte right now with my coconut milk.
K-cups. We're both coffee people. Who isn't?
So we're not wrapping this up. We're going to keep talking.
No, I'm going to keep talking. Okay. We still got 6 minutes, baby.
Okay.
You know, the K-cup thing, the Keurig machine has gotten some flack for not being particularly sustainable. And
totally. They
also break often. You know, they have not been very reliable. I don't think they taste good. But we got this.
But let us tell you why you should have one.
But this K-cup machine, this new thing.
It's a Keurig.
Yeah, sorry, Keurig. Has a milk frother on it, and you can get these reusable.
Yeah, you buy the reusable filters so that you're not destroying the planet.
You get
without coffee and coronavirus.
like the cheapest espresso blend that you can. We get Cafe Bustelo, and boy, is it tasty.
It is real tasty.
It's so good, and you can do tasty. Iced, not nasty.
So tasty, not nasty.
It's so good. We use it every day, at least 3 times. So anyway, not endorsed in any way.
It's true. We're not. We're endorsing ourselves. It is really good, and I'm sipping on one right now. So, yeah. So you know what you're talking about.
I like talking about things. I'm really into things. I love talking about guitar equipment, or you know, recording equipment, or coffee equipment, or car.
You should
equipment.
Have a separate podcast for guitar equipment.
I would love that. But I would be the only one that loves that.
That's
I think.
Not true.
Man. I did.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, nothing. I was gonna talk about guitar equipment and how I wrote for a website.
Good. You
nope.
can.
That's it. I wrote an article for a website.
Oh,
that's all.
Oh, man. If you guys have any idea about what we should continue to talk about, let us know.
Or if we just shouldn't continue.
Or if this is it, you let us know.
Oh man. What's a good joke? What's a good joke over the last couple of weeks?
What's the difference between a cat and a frog?
What's that?
A cat only has 9 lives. A frog croaks every night.
Oh
snap.
Ba-dum-chi. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Sean Connery.
You say dishes, Sean Connery.
Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Did we have a
sign-off?
Honey,
we're done.
I forgot our sign-off.
Until next time, if there is a next time.
Oh, man, I forgot it. Okay.
Bye, guys. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
The Short List with Jake and Amy.